Notes from the North Mountain. On December 2nd, 2019, our dear friend Dennis Hartel, an inspiration to countless of Sri Bhagavan's devotees, retired into a life of solitude, taking the feet of Sri Bhagavan as his sole refuge. He wrote in an email to his friends at Aramacha Ashram, "After 48 years of living in his abode, serving him through his devotees, I became possessed, so to speak, with a single aspiration. I felt Bhagavan telling me, 'Now you need only to serve me by remembering me and abiding in me, the Self. Hence, you need not continue to serve me physically, but serve me by remembering me and abiding in me.' In addition to this, I experienced an intense yearning to simplify my life, to depend on him alone for all things, to take complete refuge in him, and leave it to him to provide me with whatever is required to fulfill this aspiration as enunciated by Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. To those who always think of me and engage in exclusive devotion to me, to those whose minds are always absorbed in me, I provide what they lack and preserve what they already possess." Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 22. "I have put all my faith in Bhagavan's guiding presence, and all of you should do the same, and celebrate with me this new direction in my life. Does not the Lord of the universe sustain the trees of the forest, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea? Will he ever forsake me? How is it possible? And how wonderful it is to want nothing from the world but the opportunity to abandon all hopes, all fears and desires, and rest in him." As winter approaches Arunachala Ashram, situated at the foot of the North Mountain here in the Annapolis Valley of Nova Scotia, magnifying further the deep peace and quietness of its environs, we are remembering Dennis, our friend and guide. On December 8, 2023, on his 75th birthday, devotees here and in Arunachala Ashram in New York recalled with gratitude his life of dedication and devotion to Sri Bhagavan, and with the certitude that wherever he may be, Sri Bhagavan's grace continues to sustain, inspire, and protect him. Thank you, Dennis. We are all grateful. Dennis's email can be seen in the January-February 2020 issue of The Maharshi.